The bottom line is that sport is big business. We would like to see a situation where our elite program flourishes. We're not talking just about South Africa, of which we are so proud to be associated with them, but we're talking about a program whereby Kenya, Uganda, Zimbabwe, and Namibia can now start competing at the world level at the highest levels. We're talking about a situation where our teams now go to world championships, the men, the women, that they can compete at the very highest levels. And we can only do that if we understand that sport indeed is big business, that we can raise money for it and we can make it happen. That's easier said than done. We need to change the image that is rugby. Governance is key to where we go. There are too many disputes. There are disputes all over Africa. And we need to now clean it up and have a situation where we can remedy things, get involved, and also adhere to the global policy of code of ethics that was introduced by World Rugby. We need to sign off. Rugby in Africa must be something that is portrayed in a way and manner in which big business, money, our partnerships with World Rugby, with RFU, with Irish Rugby, with FFR, with the EU, with foreign governments, is such that we can look at them, attract money, and bring it back into the sport. In order to be able to do this, though, I need a team of people, the right team of people, the people who I can work with. And I hope, if I'm successful, that working with my Vice President Tano, working with others, Adama, who's recognized as one of the most professional people to organize competitions in Africa. We have extraordinary ladies, Paula, Burundi, Roland. We have others, Herman, as part of the team, and a range of others who are part of this Exco that could take us to another level. I'm excited because some of them bring a business aspect to the running of the Exco, and we need to be more business-like. And when I look at some of them who will come in, Sean from Botswana, Aref from Tunisia, we're talking about Marcel from Madagascar. What a great playing nation that is. I just say that there's the opportunity here to bring greatness back into the game. Vision, everybody has one. Just remember, sport is big business.